From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you're fine and welcome back to our terrestrial program with me, Amanda. Today, we would like to present you some segments beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information as well as Indonesian pop songs. So we begin our program with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world with me, Amanda.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla scheduled to attend the UN General Assembly in New York. Indonesia-China make consistent effort to enhance trade cooperation. Now the news in detail. Vice President Yusuf Kalla arrived in New York, the United States, on Saturday 9, September 22 local time, to attend the UN General Assembly. The 74th UN General Assembly will be held from September 17 to 30, 2019. Yusuf Kalla and Mufidah Kalla, who have been staying in the U.S. since Sunday, arrived at the Westin Hotel, New York, Grand Central. They were welcomed by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, Minister of Communication and Information Technology Rudiantara, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Ignatius Jonan, as well as Indonesian Ambassador to the U.S. Mahendra Siregar. Yusuf Kalla, representing President Joko Widodo, will lead the Indonesian delegations at the UN General Assembly 2019. Vice President Yusuf Kalla will also give his remark titled Galvanizing Multilateral Effort for Poverty Eradication, Quality Education, Climate Action, and Inclusion. Indonesian Trade Minister Enggar Tias Tolukita said that Indonesia and China have made consistent effort to enhance trade relations. It was remarked by Minister Enggar Tias To at a bilateral meeting with Executive Deputy Director of the Administrative Committee of Guangxi Pingxiang Integrated Free Trade Zone Wang Fanghong, held on the sidelines of preparations for the 16th China-ASEAN Expo in Pingxiang, Guangxi, on Friday, September 20. He explained that the meeting this time is a follow-up to his previous meeting with the Chinese Minister of General Administration of Customs in Beijing to discuss free trade zones in the two Chinese provinces of Guangxi and Fujian. Escorted by Antara, Minister Enggar Tias To said that the two free trade zones may serve as a gateway for the export of Indonesian semi-finished swallowbird nest, tropical fruits, and other products to China, since the two provinces have special characteristics as free trade zones. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Bambang Susatyo has urged the Environment and Forestry Ministry to set up task force in each province to prevent land and forest fires. It was declared by Bambang Susatyo in Jakarta on Sunday, escorted by Antara. In response to the historical record of land and forest fire cases, the ministry should take the initiative to set up task forces at a region level. Bambang pointed out that the task forces are tasked with taking preventive steps to deal with land and forest fires. The task forces will be very ideal if their personnel are made up of central and regional government apparatuses, military and police personnel, customary community members, and the meteorology, climatology, and geophysics agency employees. Bambang further said that if the steps can be taken consistently and seriously, the Government Regulation No. 45 of 2004 will be able to prevent and reduce land and forest fires. South Sumatra Province's Land and Forest Fire Mitigation Task Force have been working 7 helicopters since Sunday to water bomb hotspots spread across a number of districts in the province detected as sources of numerous land and forest fires. The 2 districts affected by the fires are still dominated by Ogan Komering Hilir, or Oki, and Musi Banyuasin, with satellite images revealing a total of 587 hotspots. Based on the observation of the South Sumatra Disaster Mitigation Agency, hotspots have risen to more than 700 locations. It was reported by South Sumatra Disaster Mitigation Agency, head of Mitigation Ansori, escorted by Tempo. Meanwhile, Bambang Beni Setiaji from Palembang Airport Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency said that haze from land and forest fires may well worsen the smoke in Palembang due to the blowing winds from the east-southeast direction with 4 to 14 knots wind speed. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian tourism is promoted in an international aviation exhibition called World Routes 2019 at the Adelaide Showground, Australia from September 21 to 24, 2019. The exhibition is a platform for aviation business actors. Deputy of Marketing Development 1 at the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Handayani, explained that the participation of the tourism ministry at the exhibition is aimed at promoting the potentials of Indonesian tourism. In addition, Handayani pointed out that through the event, Indonesia seeks to explore potential cooperation with more than 2,000 aviation industries and authorities across the globe. Rizky Handayani, in a press release received by Radio Republik Indonesia on Monday, September 23, explained that the participation of the Indonesian Tourism Ministry at the World Roads 2019 also aims to support the extraordinary strategies of the ministry to advance tourism sector, particularly the Tourism Hub program, as well as cooperation with airlines and wholesalers in Australia, New Zealand, Oceania, and various countries across the world. Rizky hoped that the participation of Indonesia at the expo would bring about positive impact for the advancement of Indonesia's aviation industry and open flight routes. A number of 2,890 people broke Indonesian world records for the biggest tari piring performance, a traditional dance which dancers carrying a couple of plates on their arms in Padang Aro, South Solok, West Sumatra on Sunday. Escorted by Antara, the dancers were all women. They comprised students, policewomen, wives of police and army personnel who donned themselves with their uniform and traditional Minangkabau hat called Tikulua Tandua, which looks like bull's horn. The record could also be considered as an effort of preserving cultural heritage by mainly the millennial generation. The Muri certificate was handed over by Triyono to Chief of West Sumatra Provincial Police Inspector General Fahrizal, accompanied by Chief of Solok Selatan Police Imam Sulistianto. Meanwhile, Mayor of Solok Selatan Musni Zakaria said he would support the mass tari piring performance to be held annually. The last item, Indonesian men's doubles pair Marcus Fernaldi Gideon Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo successfully obtained the champion title of China Open 2019, which was held at the Olympic Sports Center Gymnasium in Guangzhou, China on Sunday. September 22. In the final match held on Sunday, Kevin Marcus defeated their compatriot Muhammad Ahsan Hendra Setiawan in three games 21-18, 17-21, 21-15. As quoted by International Badminton Federation's website, BWF, Marcus Kevin and Ahsan Hendra has met 10 times since the Indonesia Open 2015. From 10 matches, Marcus Kevin won 8 times over Hendra Ahsan. Meanwhile, Indonesia's men's singles player Anthony Sinisuka Ginting could not maintain his title as he was beaten by Japanese player Kento Momota 21-19, 17-21, 19-21. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is today's commentary on postponing ratification of the draft of criminal code. I'm Dolot Pane. On Friday night, President Joko Widodo conveyed his decision to postpone the discussion and ratification of the draft of criminal code book RKUHP in the House of Representatives, DPR. President Joko Widodo took a stand after examining inputs from many stakeholders who objected in line with the emergence of polemic in the community. He perceived that there are some controversial points, at least on 4 articles in the draft of criminal code. Furthermore, he ordered Minister of Law and Human Rights Yasona Lawli to convey the government's attitude to the DPR. President Joko Widodo also asked that the discussion on the criminal code be continued by members of the House of Representatives for the period of 2019-2024. The draft of criminal code has passed the first stage decision-making in the House of Representatives to be ratified immediately at the next plenary meeting on September 24. The agreement was taken in the first-level discussion working meeting conducted by the House of Representatives Commission 3 with Minister Yasona Lawli in Jakarta on Wednesday. However, the decision was widely rejected in the community. A number of articles contained in the draft of criminal code are considered to be contrary to the mandate of reform and freedom of expression. A large demonstration was then carried out by activists and students in front of the Parliament building on Thursday. In some articles, which are considered controversial, one of them is the article of insulting the president. This article was aborted by the Constitutional Court in 2006. However, this reappears in the draft of Criminal Code as of August 28, 2019. The insult to the president is regulated in the articles of 218 to 220. People convicted of insulting the president face 4.5-year prison. The draft of criminal code also fines the scroungers. This rule is contained in the article 432 about the existence of the scroungers. The rule is considered to be contrary to the mandate of reform, democracy, and human rights. In fact, the law is enacted to provide legal protection on human rights and a sense of justice and security for the whole community. So, it would be wise if members of the House of Representatives for the period of 2014 to 2019 do not force their willingness to ratify the draft of criminal code according to President Joko Widodo's request. That's commentary.
I am Nico Barito, Ambassador and Envoy of President of Seychelles for ASEAN countries. I would like to say happy 74th Independence Day to the people of Indonesia. May the relations between Seychelles and Indonesia grow in the buoyancy of our good friendships, benefits the people of the two countries.
Listener, for the next segment, we will give you information about historical events happening on 23rd of September in our program, Today in History. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on September 23, 1943, when Mussolini established Social Republic of Italy. Benito Mussolini, a dictator from Italy, established Social Republic of Italy, which was led by him from his headquarters in Garnano, North Italy. Social Republic of Italy, which was also known as Republic of Salo City, was a puppet country of German Nazi from September 23, 1943 to April 25, 1945. The Republic was supported by Fascism Republic Party. After being overthrown in July 1943, Mussolini had to face supporters who turned to hate him because the defeat of Italy. Luckily, Germany still wanted to protect him by carrying him to Apennine Hills. Germany, with the defeat which was made by Mussolini, has considered the main as incompetent. To channel their desire for power, the Germans put him in Garnano, Lake Garda, North Italy. In that place, Mussolini founded the Republic of Italy. Next event is that in 1983, bomb exploded in Gulf Air 771 plane. On September 23, 1983, one of the worst air transportation disasters hit Gulf Airlines. 107 passengers and 5 crews on 771 flight from Karachi City, Pakistan to Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, were killed when the airplane with sharp dive hit the desert near Mina Jabal Ali, 40 kilometers from Abu Dhabi. Most of the victims were Pakistani. Based on the result of the investigation of American National Transportation Safety Board on the black box, which was released in 1987, the plan of Boeing 737-2P6 type exploded because of time bomb put in the luggage rack. The last event is about National Maritime Day. Through a decree number 249/1964, President Sukarno determined September 23rd to be Maritime Day based on the first National Conference of Maritime. Following the event of October 1st, 1965 movement, Sukarno was replaced by Suharto. Indonesia, which was commanded by President Suharto, commemorated Maritime Day on September 23, 1968 in Manado, North Sulawesi. The president hoped the commemoration could be a good momentum to preserve and to improve the maritime potential of Indonesia as a major archipelagic country. Indonesia has a beautiful seascape because more than 70% of Indonesia's territory is ocean. Listener, that was Today in History.
Seberapa pantas kakak untuk ku tunggu? Cukup indah karirmu untuk selalu ku nantikan.
Mampukah kau hadir dalam setiap mimpi burukku? Oh, mampukah kita bertahan di saat kita jauh?
Seberapa hebat kau untuk ku banggakan?
That was the first song by Gamaliel Audrey and Chantika titled Seberapa Pantas. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we would like to give you information in our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia. Well, the topic of today's Indonesia, My Indonesia, is Indonesia and South Korea strengthen investment of cooperation. Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPM seek to increase investment flows from South Korea. One of them is through the signing of Memorandum of Understanding, Korea Overseas Infrastructure and Urban Development Corporation, KING, a South Korean-owned entity for infrastructure cooperation and urban area development. The MOU was signed by BKPM Deputy for Investment Planning Iqmal Lukman and KING Executive Vice President Hang Kyu Lim at the Business Forum Invest Indonesia event in Seoul on Friday. Head of BKPM Thomas Lembon, as released by Republika on Saturday, explained that the Memorandum of Understanding is expected to facilitate investors who are interested in investing in Indonesia, especially in infrastructure. Indonesia can exchange information with KING, such as information about a list of potential projects and investment opportunities in infrastructure and urban development. Deputy Iqmal Luqman explained that on the one hand, the scope of cooperation based on this memorandum of understanding includes the exchange of public information that is open to the public. On the other hand, there are promotion and facilitation of infrastructure projects or urban development in Indonesia. For information exchange by KVN, can also ask investor for recommendation from KIN and provide feasibility studies for these projects. Iqman also explained that the cooperation also related to business meetings. At present, KIN is exploring 48 projects in Asia. 15 of them are in Indonesia. KIN projects in Indonesia are spread across several regions of Java, Sumatra, Sulawesi, and Kalimantan. The sector of interest are transportation, environment, logistics, power generation, urban area development, and water treatment plants. Meanwhile, KIN Executive Vice President Hang Kyu Lin said that for South Korean construction companies, Indonesia has become one of the most important markets in the world. It always wants to establish a better partnership with government of Indonesia and private companies. The signing of the MOU between PKBN and KIN is considered very good by Hunt because this will encourage more active communication and enable effective collaboration. Furthermore, KIN is committed to making the best efforts to increase the participation of South Korean companies in infrastructure projects and urban development in Indonesia in cooperation with PKBN. According to PKBN data, the total relation of South Korean investment in Indonesia from 2014 to the second quarter of this year reached $7.5 billion. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Berikan padamu segalanya, hanya kehadiran untuk selalu ada, bahkan jika harus saat ini juga. Tunggu di sana sejenak saja. Oh yeah, kuatkan nada untuk bersamamu. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the song by Arman Maulana titled Tunggu di Sana or Wait There. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. If you would like to visit Indonesia, let's explore more information in our program Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you Pagang Island. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to introduce you Pagang Island in West Sumatra. Stay tuned. Pagang Island is located on the Middle Sea of West Sumatra, precisely part of South Persisir Regency, West Sumatra. Now the island becomes a new icon of West Sumatra province. The island area of 10 hectares has white sand beach which is soft and warm, as well as coconut trees which dominate small natural forest. The island is surrounded by blue, clear and calm water, and a cluster of coral reefs makes Pagang Island becoming interesting tourism object for people who have hobbies of snorkeling or swimming. The facilities on Pagang Island are quite simple. You can be acquainted with residents of the island. Some of them will allow you to catch fish or ready to deliver you, do trekking to small hills at the middle of the island. There are only a fewer occupants of the island, but they are very friendly to tourists. The sea panorama of West Sumatra from small hills is truly beautiful. You can imagine if you are on the hills to witness the blue sea surrounding you. To access Pagang Island from Padang City, you can use public transportation to Muaro Seaport, and to be continued by renting motor boat to Pagang Island. The trip takes about 2 hours. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. jiwa untuk bersatu selama.
That was the song titled Bawa Ledaku or Take Me by The Groove. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia with me, Amanda. For the next event, we will give you information about how to learn Indonesian in fun and easy way in our program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Jenis Film, or in English, Kind of Movie. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about kind of movie or Jenis Film. Tony invites Enda to watch a film. They are in a cinema to discuss about the film they want to watch.
Ayo kita menonton film horor.
Horor? Aku tidak mau. Takut. Kita menonton film drama saja.
Tidak, tidak. Aku tidak suka drama.
Jenis film apa yang kamu suka?
Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal.
Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja.
Oke.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Ayo kita menonton film. Ayo kita menonton film, which means let us watch a film. Aku tidak mau. Takut. Aku tidak mau. Takut, which means, no, I won't, I'm afraid. Kita menonton film drama saja. Kita menonton film drama saja, which means, okay, we watch a drama film. Aku tidak suka drama. Aku tidak suka drama, which means, I do not like drama film. Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? Jenis film apa yang kamu suka? Which means, what kind of movie or film do you like? Horror, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal. Horror, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal. Which means, horror, action, comedy, animation, and colossal. Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja. Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja. Which means, so let's just watch a comedy film. Listener, to ask about kinds of film does someone or your friend like, you can say jenis film apa yang kamu suka, or you can also ask them, kamu suka jenis film apa, which means, what kinds of movie do you like? If someone asks you about your favorite movie, you can mention kinds and title of your favorite movie. Next are some kinds of film in Indonesian language, such as horror, comedy, drama, drama romantis, laga, and colossal, which means horror, comedy, drama, romantic drama, action, and colossal. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Ayo kita menonton film horor.
Horor? Aku tidak mau. Takut. Kita menonton film drama saja.
Tidak, tidak. Aku tidak suka drama.
Jenis film apa yang kamu suka?
Horor, laga, komedi, animasi, dan kolosal.
Kalau begitu, kita menonton film komedi saja.
Oke.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
I'm moving on. Bersama pelangi ku menari menyambut bebas hati ini. Tiada lagi yang mampu menghalangi, aku takkan berhenti melangkah. Tiada lagi yang mampu menghalangi, aku takkan berhenti melangkah. Kerjamu
song titled Moving On by The Coffee Theory. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, I'm going to introduce you Indonesian songs in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Hanya Satu. The original Keroncong song Hanya Satu was composed by Budiman B.J. The song tells about faithfulness of love. Someone who wants to meet the beloved to reveal that she loves the man, no one else. The accompaniment of Keroncong music and beautiful rhythm makes the song is enjoyed to listen. Listener, let's listen to the Keroncong song Hanya Satu by Petaria Sonata. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our program English Terrestrial, so thank you very much for those of you who have been joining us. And don't forget, you can also give us your comments or feedbacks to our email address, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to also check our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter, @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda, thank you for joining us, and have a great day.